Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 92. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lowerman, a.k.a. That Sports Gamer. And alongside me is my good buddy and co-host, Scott Binns.
I'm actually way too excited for this because it has been way too long.
Scott, you've been away all this time. And by away, I mean at your house, just not recording podcasts with me.
Yeah.
What do iTunes reviews and ratings mean? Because I assume this is all you've been working on for the last year and a half.
Yes. I guess if we get positive reviews and ratings, we become more visible in iTunes. Like, we might just pop up as, hey, you should listen to this podcast.
We could be under the not new but noteworthy section.
Yes.
That would be great.
Yes.
As I said, we're back. This is episode number 92. Episode 91, I discussed with Owen Good the Legends in MLB 15, the show. So for this episode, I figured we'd get Scott on, and we discuss the WWE 2K16 roster. Scott, how excited are you about WWE 2K16?
I am super excited. If anybody hasn't figured out, I did, in fact, finally buy a PS4. That was the biggest reason I haven't... Yeah, that was a big thing. I got that back in March. That was kind of the big reason why I wasn't being on podcasts, was because I kind of didn't have anything to talk about.
But now we do. Now you're here. You can play the show. You can play all those great games. And
yes. I'm loving it, by the way.
I'm just excited that now we can go back to being tag team champions in your WWE universe, if they still have universe in WWE 2K16.
They do, as far as I know. I thought I saw a video of it.
So I'm excited then. Hey, this is going to be a really stupid question and just like right off, apropos of nothing. So you know how you can do like the face scan stuff? Like you can upload your picture?
Yeah.
Can you do that with logos?
I don't think so. Although I thought I heard for 2K15 that you were going to be able to, and then it just wasn't a thing.
I only bring it up because I know Pasta Padre has been messing with some Hit the Pass logos in NBA 2K16. And it looks like you can just like straight up upload files directly to the game.
Oh, well, that could be.
So if that's in this, that would be really awesome. I don't think it is, but it would be really awesome.
Well, that being said, it doesn't necessarily need to be, because if you've looked at any of the stuff that people can create in the logo editor they give you, there are some really talented people with a lot of time on their hands.
Well, I'm going to need to make a new That Sports Gamer shirt in WWE. Because my car in whatever NASCAR game it was looked so legit. And my PSG crew jerseys in Diamond Dynasty and MLB look awesome. So we might have That Sports Gamer t-shirts in WWE.
That would be awesome. And if you make that logo, you should... I'm assuming this is also going to be a thing. You make that logo, you should still be able to upload it so me or anyone else could use it.
That would be pretty awesome, Scott. But let's get into this WWE 2K16 roster. I want to get into it quick because this is quite a lengthy roster. Some would say the largest in WWE game history.
It is the largest in WWE game history. Not the largest in wrestling history, thank you, Fire Pro, but...
Yeah, Fire Pro had like 260 or something in some random game, I think.
So, that sounds like a low number, but we'll run with it, but yeah.
It was something like that. What's in this one, like 120-something, or...?
123, I believe.
That's a pretty good guess.
And that's individual people, not counting like three Undertakers I actually don't know how they count Dude Love, Cactus Jack, and Mankind, come to think of it. But.
Oh, I thought they counted everybody separately. Because that's how I would do it.
No, it's 123 different people, with the exception maybe of Mick Foley. But.
Yeah, because that's how... I'm trying to think. That's how they did it in... I mean, because all I care about is N64 games. I think they were all separate people, or they were the same people, like... I think Undertaker and American Badass Undertaker were the same character.
Yes.
But Foley had his guys all split out.
Right. In WrestleMania 2000, it was Mankind, Dude Love, Cactus Jack as three separate character slots. And then No Mercy got rid of Dude Love, although his picture was still in the Creator Wrestler. You could still make him. But then it was Mick Foley, Mankind, and Cactus Jack.
Yeah. All right.
Undertaker just had alternate costumes.
Right. Because nothing... I don't even know. Does he still use the tombstone as his finisher? He's back to the tombstone as his finisher. But I think then the tombstone was more of the setup and he was using the powerbomb.
No, he wasn't using the tombstone. Like, the tombstone was
They banned it, right?
Right. Well, they kept him from doing it. So he started doing the last ride powerbomb instead. Right. and he would still break out the tombstone for like WrestleMania and otherwise, you know. In a big match, if the last ride didn't get it done, then he went for the tombstone.
Right. Good times. I'm semi trying to get back into wrestling. And by that, I mean watching absolutely nothing and just listening to Giant Bomb's Power Bombcast, which I feel is like the exact amount of wrestling I need in my life.
But yeah, see, that's sad because, you know, one of the things that we've never been able to talk about because it didn't exist the last time I was on the show is WWE Network, which...
I still want that. But right. I feel like if I get that, I will never watch anything that's anywhere near current. I will just watch old WCW Cruiserweight matches.
And you could do that. There's a lot of it there because I think they have like the first 3 years of Nitro up.
I will search Juventud Guerrera and just be done. Just put it on shuffle and go.
But, you can't do that, but yeah.
Yeah, I've been talking about getting WWE Network. I still need to do that.
And the thing is that WWE Network for me, it makes me want to follow the current product more because I can watch the monthly shows. And that's really all I care to watch. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if I have to work or I have to miss it for whatever reason, I also don't care because I'll just go back and watch it when I can because you can go back and watch everything on demand. So it's awesome for that, too.
Yeah.
And you can't beat the $10 a month.
And growing up, I don't think I ever actually watched a WWE pay-per-view. I know I never got one because that was a ridiculous expense. That was never going to happen with my parents.
Oh, see, I was able to get, I got the Royal Rumble as a Christmas present and WrestleMania as a birthday present if I wanted. At first, it was just Starcade, but then I switched over to WWF or WWE.
I'm not going to lie. I think WCW was better back then, but.
Well, it was, and then it wasn't.
Yeah.
There's a whole series on that.
Where you can watch the WWE. I believe it's called the Monday Night Wars.
It is.
I believe WWE 2K13 also covered it quite extensively.
It only really covered the WWE side, but then also included like the Nitro ratings and stuff like that in it.
Right, right. I like that game.
It was a good game. I've gone back and tried to play it, but it's one of those things like you can't go home again.
Yeah, and those community creations were awful. Or the community creations were good, but those servers were awful.
Yeah.
So. I don't want to go back, but I do want to go back to the N64 games, which I still need. I have our buddy Jeff got me cables for my N64. I need to get them from him. And then I need to refine my N64, which I found a few months ago, but now I don't know where I put it.
Nice.
All right, Scott, as I said, like 8 minutes ago when I said we're going to start talking about this game.
Yes.
We should do this. I want to start with the Divas.
Okay.
Because I feel that has been an area of discussion recently.
Yes, it has.
I'll just read off the list, and then we'll get into it. Mm-hmm. They have Emma, Ava Marie. She's the girl with the red hair.
Yes, that absolutely everyone hates.
I'm just gonna give you my breakdown of who they are based off of what I know.
Okay.
Paige, she's British, very white with black hair.
Yes.
Summer Rae, I believe she was in the Legends Football League. Is that correct?
I have no idea.
I want to say she was. Now I'm going to have to Google it, and she may have played for Gilbert Brown. Summer Rae. Yeah, I feel like I've seen a commercial, and former American football player, currently with the WWE. Yeah.
Wow, did not know that.
Scott, I know so much about wrestling. Like, it's not even funny. Oh, she was Fandango's dance partner? Had no idea.
Yeah, that was like her first thing.
Tamina? No idea who that is.
That is Jimmy Snuka's daughter.
I've heard she is not good at wrestling. Is that true?
She's okay.
So I'll take that as she's not good at wrestling. The Bella Twins, they're in.
Yes.
I'd be very surprised if they weren't in.
Right.
I believe one is the world champion.
No, she just lost it last week.
Oh, and breaking whatever was the longest.
Yeah, she did break AJ. Record. Yeah, she broke AJ Lee's record.
Yeah, I don't know if AJ Lee.
Despite like never defending the title ever.
Right. Alicia Fox. I know the name, don't know who she is. I'm gonna also say that for Cameron and Layla.
Layla is actually the oldest diva on this roster, if you don't count the last one that we'll get to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know who any of those people are. I only know Natalia because she is of the Hart Foundation.
Yes, Jim Neidhart's daughter.
Ah. This other one I'm not sure I know of, Stephanie McMahon.
Yeah, never heard of her.
I believe, does she still have the great slap that she had in the N64 games? Because that was a great move.
Maybe the classic one would, because I'm pretty sure they do have this, like, just the, you know, the slap move.
Yeah, so as Scott just mentioned, they have the classic and current versions of Stephanie McMahon.
And by current, we pretty much mean SummerSlam 2014? Yeah, 2014.
But, like, what's the difference between her?
Probably the outfit she wears.
That seems weird.
Yeah. Like, that shouldn't be... That should be costumes, not two characters.
Yeah. But, yeah, so they're going to be two different selectable characters, which seems weird.
And which they said they weren't going to do a lot of. And to be fair, as we go through this list, they didn't do a lot of it.
Yeah, I think there's only, like, five people they've done that to?
Right. And in one of the cases, I'll allow it. The other one's okay, fine. Mm-hmm. We'll get there.
I say next we'll go to, what do you think, NXT?
Yeah, because that's a short list.
Yeah, you want to read these guys? Because I have no idea who any of these people are, except for two of them.
Okay, I'll tell you which two there are. So for the NXT roster, and they might not be organized the same way in the game, because I organize the list we're reading. So these are the people that are still currently in NXT. We have Enzo Amore and Colin Cassidy. They're a tag team. Baron Corbin, Simon Gotch, and Aiden English, who are a tag team, the Vaudevillains.
Wait. Oh, never mind. Okay. Keep going.
Okay. Tyler Breeze.
Oh, wait. Sammy. So wait, I did have a question then. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Baron Corbin.
Yes.
Is what he the new guy in the Wyatt family?
No.
Okay, good. Because then I don't know who that is.
Okay. Yeah, if you don't watch NXT, you probably don't know who any of these people are. Tyler Breeze.
Nope, don't know him. Sounds okay. Like a drink you would get.
He does like a supermodel gimmick. It's kind of interesting.
Okay.
And Gotch and English do like a 1920s wrestler strongman thing. It's kind of cool.
I'm down for that. We need more characters in wrestling.
Yeah. And Enzo Amore and Colin Cassidy are like over the top New Yorkers.
Really? Enzo Amore, I wouldn't have guessed.
Yeah. We've got Sami Zayn.
Wait, let me guess. Is this the guy Gravity forgot?
No.
I
included him on the main roster. So
this guy is popular, right? Sami Zayn. He's like the NXT champion or something right now?
He's injured right now. I think he was going to kind of have the spot that Kevin Owens has right now. Mm-hmm. And then he got hurt when he made his debut on the main roster.
Gotcha.
Hideo Itami, who was a big star in Japan.
Right.
You may have heard of Kenta.
This guy's in NJ. You know, a couple of months ago, we had our bathroom done here. Mm-hmm. And we were staying at, we only have one bathroom in our house, so we were staying at my in-law's house. Yeah. They had this Japanese thing that was super popular, and I watched it. And I can't think of the name of it right now. But it was like the big Japanese tournament. AJ Styles was in it. I want to say they talked about this guy, but I could be completely crazy wrong.
That could be. And then rounding out the NXT roster, we have the NXT champion, Finn Balor.
Okay, now he's the guy with the crazy face paint.
Yes.
Also, I'm not going to lie, Scott, I thought that was his real hair because I've never really seen him move in person. Okay. I've only seen him in like pictures with wearing the hair thing.
Okay.
Is it hair, right?
Looks
like a mop on his head.
Yeah, it kind of does look like a mop on his head. But when the lights are low, it looks cool.
Right. I mean, I think I've seen his intro, and his intro is pretty legit.
Yeah, then that is in the game.
So I'm excited. I'm excited to be some of these guys.
I am too. It's a really nice roster. I mean, we'll get further into it, but it is a really nice roster.
Yeah, and I don't know if any of these guys have special crazy finishers. I just hope that they're in the game.
You know, I really don't think any of them do.
I miss guys having crazy finishers. But.
Yeah, they've kind of gone more to like guys doing simple moves really well.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm not going to lie. The times that I have been watching wrestling recently, like I'll throw on a Raw and a SmackDown every once in a while, or I'll questionably watch a pay-per-view here and there. I feel like the level of wrestling of the young guys is really good.
Yes.
I feel like the level of wrestling for the old guys, not so much.
That's fair, but it's not terrible as much as they're not necessarily, except for like when John Cena wrestles like Kevin Owens and like John Cena this last year. If anyone still wants to say he can't wrestle after watching anything he's done this year, you need to just quit watching wrestling now.
Right. All right, let's go into, I say we save the legends for last and jump into the
wrestling. Definitely.
Okay. Scott, I've got some bad news.
No, you got to say it right.
I don't know.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
I mean, I don't have an English accent, so I can't do it. Obviously, your Milwaukee English accent sounds much better than me just trying to make one up. So, I feel like this guy has a first name. Wait, don't tell me. You told me.
Sorry.
He does an elbow as his finisher.
Yes, and he is the current King of the Ring and doing the thing that all King of the Rings do where he thinks he's a real king, which probably won't be in the game.
Wrestling is interesting. First off, here's what I don't understand. Scott, let me just say this real quick. Is Dolph Ziggler a good wrestler?
Yes.
That's what I think, right? And I feel like he's good on the mic as well, right?
Yes, I think so.
Anyway. I don't understand how he did not either win King of the Ring, or I was really expecting him to get the Money in the Bank somehow.
And then he had that one before.
And then neither of those things happened this year. And then I was like, I'm done. I don't really want to watch this anymore.
Right. See, I kind of thought with Ziggler that they were going to do something big with him after Survivor Series when he like won the match for the team. Mm-hmm. And he's done nothing since then.
He's just fought with Rusev, right?
Yeah, pretty much. In a feud that won't end that nobody wants to see anymore.
And now he's with Lana, who's not in the game, but could possibly be in the game as a manager.
I would imagine she's in the game as a manager because they haven't said anything about managers. Mm-hmm. I mean, other than manager, they've shown some stuff with managers that are other characters, but not like specific managers.
Yeah, like we've seen Paul Heyman,
right?
But yeah. He's not on the wrestler list,
right?
I wonder if we'll get Paul Heyman, and then we'll get ECW Paul Heyman. That'd be pretty awesome.
I don't think there'd be any reason to, but yeah, that would be awesome
because I want it, Scott. Daniel Bryan, who we should just move to the Legends section since
probably
who knows if he's ever going to wrestle again. Mm-hmm. John Cena, I think we've all heard of. I should have made a good joke like, I can't see who this number third person on the list is.
Too late.
Number third. Callisto, I don't know who that is.
Is a really awesome, luchador style wrestler.
Okay. He is not, is he with, what's his name?
Yeah, tag teams with Sin Cara as the Lucha Dragons.
Yeah, yeah. This guy, I hear he's the good one. And then there's Sin Cara on the team.
That's about accurate. And that's not taking anything away from Sin Cara or the guy currently playing Sin Cara anyway.
Gotcha. We have Kane. Now, let me make sure I get this right.
Yes.
Okay, so they have Kane. I don't know, have they showed, is it Masked Kane or regular Kane? Or counts as both?
The render I saw was of unmasked Kane in dress slacks.
Okay.
Which, of course, is just, which in the game will come out just in time because Kane came back this week with the mask as the demon character. So, of course, just in time to outdate the game because they're great at that.
Right. Yeah. They get real lucky. I mean, it's scripted, so figure it out. But now, it's to my understanding.
Yes.
That part of the storyline is that when Kane puts on the mask, he does not know of the other Kane. Is that correct?
I think this is kind of the first time they've gone that direction. But yeah.
I love that idea. Like, that is a good storyline.
Well, yeah, it's like a Jekyll and Hyde thing.
Yeah. So, like, Kane with the mask could go fight someone in the Authority.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, okay, first off, because they're going to do it anyway, they're going to have Kane and Big Show fight somewhere. Because Kane and Big Show, I feel like, fight all the time for some reason.
Right, or they're tag team partners while fighting.
Yeah. Scott, there's so much that...
If we sat here and talk this much about every character, though, we're going to be here for a while.
But it would be cool if at some point they fight Big Show versus Kane with the mask, and somehow the mask comes off, and then they're not fighting or something.
Yeah.
Like that. And if they could write it well, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
So that's... That's a free idea out there for the WWE writing team.
All right.
Seth Rollins.
The current champion. WWE champion, yep.
He's got two belts?
Or he just lost. He just lost the U.S. title back to Cena.
Okay. And now he's feuding. Feuding with Sting?
No, Kane.
Kane? He killed Sting, is what you're saying, right? Because Sting's dead now? He can't wrestle anymore?
Rollins killed Sting. Sting became and got injured in the match.
Okay.
It was a very good match, though. It's kind of unfortunate.
Gotcha. Sin Cara, who we said is Kalisto's tag team partner, he was important back in the day, from what I remember.
He was when they originally brought the original Sin Cara in.
He got a good push, right?
Yeah, they pretty much thought he was going to be the new Rey Mysterio.
Gotcha. He's not the new Rey Mysterio.
No, and then it didn't work out that way. And if I know my outside WWE stuff right, the guy who originally played Sin Cara is now feuding with Rey Mysterio in a Mexican promotion, and WWE has just kept the character going with another wrestler.
Can I ask a really dumb question?
Sure.
Is Rey Mysterio in Lucha Underground or no?
I'm gonna say no.
But Conan is, and that's awesome. Continuing down this list, Triple H. And they only have one Triple H in here, right?
You know, I think so. But Triple H is the guy where he'll be the same character slot and they'll have about a zillion different costumes for him because his moveset really hasn't changed ever.
Yeah, they just add the terrible long hair and then they're fine, right?
Right, yeah. The moveset seems to be what differentiates who becomes a double and who doesn't.
Right. Actually, is it even moveset or is it just essentially finisher?
In some cases, it's just finisher.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. Where are we? Adam Rose. I don't know who this is.
Yeah, it's not worth talking about.
Excellent. Bo Dallas. I just know that he is IRS's son. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Which makes him also Bray Wyatt's brother.
Yes.
Excellent. And I feel like there's a third one, but we don't need to get into that. Brock Lesnar? Sure.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to really
discuss. Although, I think they finally at least are... Because the past few games, they just keep him in those generic black and red trunks that he's never actually worn. Because they can't put his sponsorship logos in the game.
Yeah, so, are those real sponsorships?
I think they're left over from UFC.
So they just never bought him new shorts, is what you're telling me.
Well, no, because then he's been losing sponsors. Because I think the last match he was in, he only had Jimmy John's.
That is so weird. That just seems weird to me that a wrestler can have a sponsorship. But I mean, it's technically his UFC sponsorship. Just I guess the contract didn't run out.
So yeah, something like that. I think Jimmy John's is the only one left now.
That's like if we had the Burger King King as just a character.
Yeah,
that would also be awesome, but. Let's see, we've got Goldust, which I wish we just had Dustin Rhodes as an alternate character. That would be great.
I'm trying to think if he and Austin ever feuded in WCW, come to think of it. I feel like they might have had some matches.
I don't remember Austin's time in WCW, but I remember loving Dustin Rhodes in WCW.
All right.
And then... I don't know why I was watching a Raw at my grandparents' house and Goldust was there. And my dad's like, do you know who that is? And I was like, no, he's like, think about it for a minute. And I was like, oh my God.
He looked at him really closely.
I saw it and I was like, oh my, cause I think in the match, the face paint kind of came off.
Oh, right.
And I was like, oh my God, this is a terrible character for an amazing wrestler. Speaking of terrible characters and terrible wrestlers, Heath Slater. Was he the guy that used to lose all the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, used to lose all the time?
I mean, still does, but wasn't he famously losing all the time?
When they were doing 3MB, and that was kind of they were on TV all the time as losers.
Okay. Jack Swagger, I didn't even know he's still around.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, what's he do? Pat himself in the face? Pats himself in the chest? What? Thumbs up?
He's the We the People guy.
Right, right. Get him out of the game. Come on. Neville is the man that gravity forgot.
Yes.
Yes. So he just does the Billy Kidman splash off the top rope, right?
No, it's better. It's better than that.
Does he go backwards or does he go forwards?
Yes.
That's not an answer.
He spirals.
Oh, okay. Oh, right, right, right. Okay, I've seen this. Have you seen this picture of somebody WWE jumping through a roof somewhere at an NXT show?
Oh, yeah. I think that was Balor.
Amazing. Roman Reigns. Is he? I play half these guys I wouldn't even use in a match. Does Roman Reigns have any moves other than a Superman punch?
No.
I think this is why I only prefer to create characters, because they can do all the good moves.
Yeah,
and I just have the one move.
See, I think the NXT and the younger guys are going to be the ones with the cool move lists.
All right, I'm going to ask a question when I bring up Stardust.
Yes.
Are those other two guys in? And have we already mentioned them?
Yes and no.
They're the tag team?
Yeah, the Ascension, they're in. We just haven't gotten to them yet.
Okay, so they're somewhere on here.
Yes.
Connor and Victor?
Yes.
Really? Scott, I'm so proud of myself right now. where are we? All right, back to Sting.
Okay. So I'm including Sting on the main roster because I'm talking about current Sting.
Okay. So the other Stings are two other separate characters.
Yes.
Okay. We'll get to that later.
Yep.
Sting. Zack Ryder. He's still around? He's huge on Twitter.
Yeah, pretty much. I probably should have put him on the NXT roster, but since he spent more time on the main roster. Mm-hmm.
Big Show, who we mentioned with Kane before. Cesaro. I hear very good things about Cesaro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's one of the better young guys right now.
Looks like an old man, though.
Yeah, kind of does. I think he's probably in his mid-30s, I want to say.
Okay, Darren Young. I want to say I know who this is. Is he part of New Day?
No.
I just made that up. All right. Also, was that racist?
I don't think so.
I feel like that might have been racist. All right. But it's funny because when I searched him up, I think I got a picture of him and then a picture of like Zack Ryder. And they look kind of
interesting.
Weird. Okay. I don't know who Darren Young is. Is it good? Good, not good?
Yeah, he's one half of the Primetime Players with Titus O'Neil.
Yeah.
And they're all right. They were team champions for like a month recently.
I feel like I remember the name Primetime Players, but...
They were a team, I think they were a team around the last time when we were still, they were a team in 2K14.
Were they?
Then they broke up, and they got back together.
Whatever happened to the team that was, like, two gangsters?
Crime Time,
that's who I'm thinking of. Okay, I don't know the Crime Time Players.
Okay.
Because I'm also going to say I don't know who that other guy you mentioned was. Titus O'Neil. Who we got? Dolph Ziggler, as I said, huge fan. I heard he got a new outfit. That's not great.
Yeah, he's got like long trunks now instead of shorts.
Hopefully he's got the shorts. The Miz.
Yeah, he'll have the shorts.
Yeah, The Miz, the greatest wrestler in the history of wrestling. Which makes me want to look. Okay, that guy's there too. All right. Randy Orton. I mean, Randy Orton's going to be in wrestling games from here to eternity.
Yeah.
I feel like... I don't know. I want better for Randy Orton. If that means anything.
He's unoffensive.
I feel like he's just the bad guy all the time. But I guess
he's the good guy right now, but he never really changes the way he acts. It's just that they put him against a bad guy, so he's a good guy. They put him against a good guy, so he's a bad guy.
He very much reminds me it doesn't really work, but he reminds me of like Austin when he was bad and then he became good because he was bad.
Kind of. Yeah, that's probably
good. Like, he never changed. But if he was good or bad, changed.
Yeah.
That's how I kind of feel like Randy Orton is.
Yeah.
Sheamus, I think he looks like a fool now, so we can skip him.
But you know what? It's better, at least he looks interesting as opposed to before.
His face looks like Cthulhu. That's the best description I can give you of his weird beard with beads in it. I don't know. Okay, so Titus O'Neil and Darren Young are Primetime Players.
Yes.
Okay, I think I know this one too. Tyson Kidd, married to Natalya?
Yes.
Yes. So he's kind of... Now, did they brought back the Hart Foundation at some point? Was he in it?
They did with Davey Boy Smith's son. They were a tag team for a while.
Okay.
But he's gone now.
And she was the manager of that or something? Or she was just with them? Okay.
Yeah.
See, I know some things.
And then more recently, Tyson Kidd and Cesaro were a popular tag team until Tyson Kidd got, injured and his career is probably over, too.
Yeah, right. Can't walk or something bad.
No, he's probably better off than he should be, from what I understand. But.
Okay. Next up is Chris Jericho. I'm trying to think. I'm a little upset that there's not... I mean, I'm double checking right now, but I'm...
I don't think there... I know where you're going.
I'm very upset that there's also not a legend version of him.
Yeah. And he was one that he always got a legend version, and it was just to like swap the finishers around.
Yeah, and his hair and stuff. But
right.
Yeah. We should probably mention, I mean, we're now quite far into this. The main story mode of this game is Austin's career.
Yes.
So most of the legends you're going to see are from Austin's past.
Mm-hmm.
So I can kind of understand not having an old Chris Jericho in there, because I don't, he never feuded with him in WCW or anything. Or
no, they had, I mean, about the biggest thing they had would be that Jericho beat Austin and The Rock for the Undisputed title that one night, but they wouldn't include that for Austin's career, so
right.
That's about it.
That's gonna, is The Rock in this game?
Yeah.
All right, to make sure. I feel like that, I felt like that was a stupid question as I was saying it, but I noticed, like, he hasn't said anything about it, and I don't feel like there's been any advertising with him in it.
I don't think there has been, but if you're telling me that you're doing a career mode based on Steve Austin's career,
right. Yeah,
and you're not including at least one of his matches with The Rock, you have failed. So
now, and did in like 2K14, didn't they have like five of the same match with Shawn Michaels in it?
I feel like there was
two or three with the same opponent.
Well, they had all three Rock Austin matches. I remember that. I actually just listened to us going over those matches the other night as I was preparing for us returning to the show.
That was such a good, show back then, Scott. Hopefully we can bring it back to its former glory.
I hope so. Curtis probably isn't a good start, but okay.
Yeah, we're getting there. Curtis Axel is Kurt Hennig's son. Is he on TV still?
He was on TV quite regularly.
But he was doing Axelmania, right?
He was doing the Hulk Hogan impersonation, which, yeah.
I guess that's gone.
Yep.
Isn't there another guy that does a bunch of impersonations?
It was Damian Sandow, and he was doing Macho Man at the same time.
Okay.
They kind of went together, so I don't think we've seen either of them since.
Who's the guy that dresses up as the Black Power Ranger? Is that even in WWE? That's something completely different.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
There's a wrestler that dresses up like the Black Power Ranger.
Okay, I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking
about.
Like,
he wears the same pants.
So he wears black tights? That's a lot of wrestlers.
No. You know, this is one of those things that I could just go spend like an hour Googling, try to figure out. But I don't want to do that.
I'm not worried about it right now.
Of him. Is Xavier Woods. There it is.
Apparently, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I guess Xavier Woods is like a total nerd, so.
Yeah. He's got a trombone or something?
Yeah, that's his thing right now. He plays a trombone at ringside.
Okay. Yeah, he used to wear the Black Power Ranger pants.
Okay. See, I remember catching in, I think it's in 2K15, they have him announce his hometown is Angel Grove, California.
Nice. It's beautiful.
Which I heard that, and I'm like, wait a minute. Really?
All right. So we said Curtis Axel, right?
Yes.
Dean Ambrose, he's back with this other guy.
He's been teaming with Reigns recently.
Yeah.
Basically an attempt to make sure people don't hate Roman Reigns anymore.
Oh my God. How could you not hate him?
Ambrose is one of those guys that they have been missing on so badly, I think.
I feel like he could be really good. And they're just wasting him. Yeah, I 100% agree with you. Yeah. He and Dolph Ziggler should become a tag team and just take over everything. That was the weird thing about the women's stuff. Everybody's in tag teams.
Yeah.
But there's no tag team belts.
We totally forgot to talk about the thing we were going to talk about with the Divas.
Right. We can talk about that when we finish these guys.
Yep.
Eric Rowan is the dude with the white mask in the Wyatt family. That's what they're called, the Wyatt
family. Although he's injured right now, so kind of don't know what's up with him.
Right. He's the white mask, right? And the red beard? Okay. Fandango. Luke Harper is the other guy in the Wyatt family with the big beard. R-Truth, who I feel like I remember from WrestleMania 2000. Are you sure? Who am I thinking
of? He was in WWE like a little after that, Kay Quick.
Yeah, was he not in...
He was never in a game.
I feel like he might have been.
Until R-Truth.
Maybe. He didn't do like a thing.
Nope.
I feel like he feuded with not Billy Gunn.
Road Dogg?
Yeah.
They were a team, but that was...
When was that?
Like late 2000, 2001.
Which would have been like No Mercy WrestleMania time?
Would have been right after No Mercy came out.
Maybe I created him.
That could be.
That's probably what it is. All right, back to this. Ryback. Ugh, oh, my God. It's like another one of those guys. It's like, figure out what to do with him or just, like, get rid of him.
Yeah.
He's like, his character is Goldberg, but not good.
That's probably an accurate way to describe it.
I feel like that's sadly the best description I've ever given of anything. Because he does a standing backbreaker, right? Backbreaker?
I think he got, I don't know about that. I think he does the jackhammer, though.
A vertical, yeah. What is that? I can't think of the real name of it, but yes, the jackhammer. Santino, he's still doing the snake thing?
Santino's, like, injured. It's one of those things where I think they're just kind of putting in the leftover characters at this point.
So these are just the guys from last year that they still had all set up?
Yeah,
so they just,
like, that haven't left and, you know, are still under contract.
Yeah.
Nothing against him, I'm just saying.
So we have a very, very old version of The Undertaker?
No, we have a, well, yeah. Oh, yeah, I see what you did there.
Yeah. Age old.
Yeah.
So I guess after, like, 37 seconds into the match, he's going to have zero stamina. It's going to be great. Damian Sandow, love everything he does.
Although he may actually be Damian Mizdow in the game.
That'd be awesome. It would be awesome if, like, his four different characters were just other characters. Like, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Big E. He used to be Big E Langston. Is that a thing?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Excellent. Part of New Day, who I still don't think I've ever actually seen, but I hear great things.
They have been just amazing.
Yeah, so
the comedy bad guys is great.
Scott, I have found a problem on your list.
What's that?
So let's talk about Bray Wyatt, the next bearded man of the Wyatt family.
Mm-hmm.
Then also at number 51, you also have Bray Wyatt.
Oh, yeah. I think I thought I forgot him, and then I didn't see him in the list, so I added him again.
Okay, then we have the Usos, which one's hurt in real life?
Yes.
Okay.
Couldn't tell you which one.
One of them. The one whose name starts with J.
Yes.
Which is either Jay or Jimmy, so.
Yeah.
Okay, then we got Kofi Kingston also in New Day.
Which means, like, that's the most exposure he's ever gotten in his career, finally.
Kofi Kingston is very popular, because the thing I know about Kofi Kingston is he is the one that always, somewhere in the middle of the Royal Rumble, he gets thrown out and then, like, runs around the whole arena without touching the ground, and then he comes back in.
Yeah,
I believe last year, wasn't he on, like, Michael Cole's chair or something, and that's how he got back into the ring?
I think last year he was body surfed by Adam Rose's posse. That was outside the ring.
Okay, so then 2 years ago, I think he rode Cole's chair.
Yeah,
he jumped on the announcer table and rolled back.
Yeah, then there was one year where he landed on somebody's back. They put him on the
sidebar thing.
Put him on the guardrail. He jumped from there. He did a handstand 1 year.
I remember he, like, crabbed it, right? Kind of.
Yeah,
that was awesome. All right, Connor and Victor, which are the Ascension.
Yep, we talked about them with Stardust.
Okay. You know what? I remember I was lucky that I got the Ascension right. Mark Henry, not the Legend, Sexual Chocolate Edition.
You know, who I feel like I think might actually, that version might be in the game, but I don't remember seeing it listed separately.
Interesting. Rusev, who we've said before. Mm-hmm. Xavier Woods, who we also mentioned before. And fight Kevin Owens. See, here's my problem with Kevin Owens.
What's that?
I have been making Kevin Owens as me in every wrestling game that I could have a creator wrestler in. Because I am also a fat person that usually just wears a shirt and shorts.
Yeah, that's. I feel like that's what everyone said on Twitter when he debuted.
So, yeah. Okay, so this other guy is not here, right?
What other guy?
The new Wyatt.
Yeah, the new Wyatt guy, Braun Strowman, no. Because he just debuted like a month ago, so you wouldn't expect that.
I feel like Braun Strowman and Baron Corbin are close enough that I should get credit for that. But yeah, I'm excited to use some of these guys. Not excited to use some of them, but, you know, I'm going to be using, like, the Kevin Owens of the world.
Right.
The Rybacks. I wonder, like, is there a way to make Kofi Kingston fun to play with?
Yeah, play as him. Because he actually usually does have a really fun move list.
Okay. Then I'm excited for him.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of these guys, like, I don't know how to describe, like, they'll carry themselves the same way. You know what I mean? Just like the way walk around the ring and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, when they get hit, they're going to get hit the same. They're all going to get hit the same way. But I feel like he's someone that should be more exciting to play with.
Yeah.
Like, if that makes sense.
So let's talk real quick about the exclusions from this list.
Right.
And to be fair, there aren't a lot.
Yeah.
In fact, on the male roster side, I can't think of anyone who I really feel should be in the game, at least from a current roster standpoint. Mm-hmm. But I know the big uproar to the point where 2K had to issue a statement about it is that despite the fact they had so many NXT guys in the game, they did not get specifically Charlotte, Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks, and Bayley in the game.
Now, are they the four horsewomen? Is that
yeah.
a thing? Is that the all four
kind
of them?
Not an official thing. It's just sort of like their backstage name. Because mm-hmm.
Is someone like Ric Flair's daughter or something?
Charlotte is okay. Ric Flair's daughter.
Okay. Coming from the long line of great Flairs, like David, the WCW former world champion. Right?
United States. He was never a world champion.
I feel like he got ripped off then, because he was a terrible character. And even worse wrestler. But continue.
I guess one of the reasons that people are upset about this is because Sasha Banks had said at one point that they did the body scanning for her.
Right. So, yeah.
And they specifically came, everyone figured they were going to be DLC when they were announced as part of the main roster, and then 2K had to come out and say, no, they're not. Sorry, we wanted to. But it sounds more like this was WWE's decision.
Yeah, which doesn't really make any sense, because you feel like that's something that they should be pushing. Granted, they're on the NXT roster, but many of the other NXT roster, the male NXT roster in, then that argument doesn't really stay.
Right, and you can argue Neville and Kevin Owens.
Yeah, there's a couple of them that would obviously, if you didn't make this list this way, they would be in the main roster guys. Well, you did put them in the main roster, but...
Right, yeah. Well, I'm saying a few of them, like, I think in-game Kevin Owens is probably going to be considered NXT.
Right.
Neville, maybe, but...
Yeah, probably. But yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
And with having all these people and having them say that these people aren't in, these women aren't in, I'm real interested in what the DLC is going to be.
Yeah, because it's hard to say what's left.
Yeah. And I'm going to be real angry if it's just like, oh, here's DX Triple H and here's DX...
Yeah, if it's alternate costumes or alternate versions of people, you forget it.
Because they even had that, it was either 13 or 14, I think, where Kane put the mask back on. Remember, he was like Kane without the mask, but the red and black.
Yeah.
And then he came back with the mask, and that was just a straight up update. And it wasn't DLC or anything, unless it was in a pack. I don't remember. But... Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with DLC, and I assume they're going to still have the season thing where you can spend $20 or whatever and get all of it. But
yeah, if you go on the PlayStation Store, there's the Digital Deluxe Edition for $80.
But it doesn't say what any of the stuff is, right?
No, it doesn't say what anything is.
But I feel like in years past, we've had the whole list, like previous, right? Or at least we've known what the first or second DLCs were going to be.
I think they're going to tell us before the game. They're going to tell us, you know, within the next week or two, I would think.
All right. Well, hopefully it's something worth it, because based on this roster, I feel like they're pretty stacked.
Stretched thin.
Yeah. I mean, the roster stacked, but
right.
What they could pull from would be stretched thin. Oh, geez. I just saw that this is an option. All right. So let's get on to the legends, in which one I'm already very upset about, because I just saw him and I'm like, this is dumb.
Legend 1 or the one you've got highlighted here?
The one I've got highlighted. So.
Nothing.
Also, granted, the thing with Legends is you have to remember that if they're in other things right now, like what's that one that wrestles the baseball fields with Jeff Jarrett?
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of their name right now, but who's in the game that does that?
No, I mean, they wouldn't be in the game because they might be there.
Oh, right.
Like Chavo Guerrero is somewhere.
Oh, right.
That I can't think of. He might be on that Impact or Destination Wrestling. Destination Child Wrestling, whatever it's called.
I think as we go through the legends, there's basically two categories of legends. The legends that are in the Stone Cold Steve Austin mode and the legends that are left over from last year.
Right. And legends
and maybe the handful of legends that are just always in the game no matter what.
Right. See, I literally just had to Google a legend just because I'm like, I don't know who this is.
Who was it?
We'll get to him. So we got Booker T, the five-time champion.
Yeah, he's kind of a, he's a leftover slash, you know, kind of commentator guy right now.
Can we get Stevie Ray in the game?
Yeah, that they should, is he actually
somewhere? Like, I mean, it's not going to happen, but I wish one year, just to get the people in, I wish they did, like, the main story was about tag teams.
Yeah, do tag team, like, do tag team legends.
Yeah, and then you could have the New Age Outlaws, you bring in Booker T and Stevie Ray, Harlem Heat.
Say, we could also be talking good DLC possibilities here, actually.
Yes, yeah, speaking of a definitely really good DLC possibility, because we're not going to talk about them here, it would be the Dudley Boys. Now they're back.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Next we have Colonel Mustafa and General Adnan.
Yeah. Well, Colonel Mustafa, a.k.a. Iron Sheik, which is one of those where I go.
Yeah.
You know, they included Colonel Mustafa in 2K15 because they did the Path of the Warrior and they did the match, the SummerSlam match with him and Hogan versus those three. And Sergeant Slaughter, you know, those two and Sergeant Slaughter. Right. Why not just include him as the Iron Sheik as well? Like, why not?
Because wasn't the Iron, was the Iron Sheik even pants or was it just black shorts?
No, Iron Sheik was like those goofy purple Arabian pattern pants.
Right. Which, put them in. You have them, because I think you made Sabu once, so.
You had, well, and you have the rights to the guy. Right. Like, you have the rights to that person.
I mean, I don't know, because he's Iron Sheik on Twitter, so maybe he owns that character? I can't believe you, that's the case, though.
You would still think. Anyway.
Yeah. Because at some point, WWE just bought all the characters. Which is why they're now back to the Dudley Boys, and not whatever they were somewhere else. Right. And he's Bubba Ray and not Brother Ray or Baba Ram or whatever stupid name they give him. Yeah, I had to Google General Adnan because I literally don't remember him.
Yeah, he was kind of like, basically he was the guy that made it a handicap match. But yeah, I think he was a famous wrestler at one point, but I don't know anything about him prior to that small stint in WWE.
Yeah, he's 76 years old now, so that's pretty good.
Now, so that puts him in like what is 50s when he was wrestling in WWE?
Yeah. Well, he started wrestling in like 1974.
Yeah. Okay. Japan.
So yeah, he was an aging gentleman by then. Lord Steven Regal.
Specifically, Lord Steven Regal.
So what does that mean? He's got. What's different? He just doesn't have a suit.
Well, it's like the late 90s WCW Regal.
Did he wear a fake wig to the ring back then?
They didn't include that, but they've got like the suit coat that he wore.
Okay.
Like the really like colonial looking suit coat.
Right.
And some pretty awesome music, I have to say.
But then they don't just have regular Steven Regal.
No. He was in 2K15, but.
Weird. Then we have Stunning and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, so now basically.
One playable character, right?
No, that's two playable.
Two playable characters.
So on this list, if I include in parentheses, that's two characters. Okay.
Gotcha. So Stunning Steve Austin is just Stone Cold Steve Austin with hair.
Pretty much, probably different moves too.
Right.
There's one that I'm okay with because Stunning Steve Austin, that was before the neck injury, was kind of a better wrestler, and then Stone Cold was more the brawler after the neck injury.
Right. I'm trying to think. I couldn't even fake remembering what Stunning Steve Austin's finisher was.
The stun gun.
What was that?
Just
the stunner?
No. he did a flapjack onto the top rope, pretty much.
Huh. All right. Then we come to my favorite character of all time, Blonde Sting. Because he was the best. The one thing I disliked about NWO was that Sting had to become the other version that you get in this game, Crow Sting. I love Sting.
They have pretty cool music, though.
No, Blonde Sting, surfer style, that was the best. You know, because he could smile. I think that's what it was.
True.
He could smile, and he could make it look like he's having a good time.
You know what the sad thing with having this Sting in 2K15 was? They included the original Sting music and not the man called Sting music.
I'll never understand some of this stuff. But I'll mute it all so that I can upload the videos to YouTube, so it doesn't really matter. We've got the Ultimate Warrior. Now, his hair was ridiculous last game, right?
The DLC version of Ultimate Warrior was a lot better than the one that was on the disc.
Okay.
I don't know which one we get here, though.
New Jersey native, straight out of Asbury Park, Bam Bam Bigelow.
left over from last year.
Another guy that I will be playing with. See, I haven't used these guys last year, so I'm very excited to...
And there you go. So that's the exciting part.
Yeah, Bam Bam Bigelow, loved him. Because he was good. He's from New Jersey. Awesome hair. And by hair, I mean flaming tattoos on his head. this is a possible... This one... Well, I mean, Fit Finley's on this list, but... the Giant is possibly my most disappointing character on this list.
We already have the Big Show. Why do we need the Giant? If nothing else, that's definitely one where it could just be a costume.
It's just hair, right?
And slightly different trunks.
One extra single strap is all the difference. But all the moves were the same, right? He just did a choke slam.
Yeah, pretty much, except the punch.
Yeah. I mean, it's a punch.
Yeah.
But I mean, come on. Hulk Hogan used to do a leg drop, so I guess a punch being a finisher isn't really that bad, but.
You used to put Hulk Hogan in as three different characters. Now, that's not the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah. Sad, but true. Next, we got DDP, who I believe is the first member of the DDP yoga group that we'll get onto in this list. Because I think most of the DDP yoga group are in here.
Yeah, all but one, I think.
As I said, calling him a legend is kind of stretching it. Kevin Nash, possibly the greatest wrestler of all time. Now is this... See, like, why is there not Diesel? I don't understand.
Yeah, that's
unless they're in as just different movesets, outfits, but...
They haven't said that, and I wouldn't call it likely. At least with Kevin Nash, if they just ripped him over from last year, you get the Diesel Kevin Nash, like the 2003 Kevin Nash music that sounded like the Diesel music. Mm.
Yeah, because I would want, like, Diesel, Kevin Nash, and, like, NWO version. Yeah. Give me all that. I'm fine. Next, we got Lex Luger, the narcissist, some would call him.
Now this is going to be WCW Lex Luger.
That was before the Red, White, and Blue Pants?
Late WCW Lex Luger.
Was Lex Luger in the Four Horsemen at some point?
Well, that was early in his career, but yeah.
Wow, the Four Horsemen. At some point, I started reading stuff after I heard that they were the Four Horsewomen.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, the Four Horsemen had a lot of people in it.
Like, but they're only ever four at a time, usually.
Like Steve Mongo McMichael. actually, there's more of the Four Horsemen in this list. Where are we, Kevin? Then we have Andre the Giant. Wasn't the story that the Giant was Andre the Giant's son?
Yes, that was a thing at one point.
Oh, Jesus. Andre the Giant. Great, love him.
Had to have
him
back. Yeah, awesome, good.
First off, when he was in, was it what, WrestleMania 2000? Like, him being in that game was amazing.
He was like the first legend to be in a game, I think.
Yeah. And he came, like, it didn't even have, like, real music.
Yeah, like, it just had that, like, thundering, I could hump, but I won't.
And he just came out of the smoke, and I was like, dude, it's Andre the Giant. I was, like, so excited. And you couldn't lift him, and it was awesome.
Right.
Next up, we have Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy, which seems like a weird character to include.
But apparently, it's just Batista.
But apparently, Batista is also an actor, so it's weird. Or Drax is also a wrestler. It's weird. Mm. I think he's in another movie too. I think he's gonna be in a Bond movie.
That sounds right.
Interesting. All right.
But Seamus is gonna be in the next Ninja Turtles movie.
Sadly, that works.
Yeah, he's gonna be Bebop.
You, first off, you could be straight up lying to me, and I would believe you 1,000%, because he kind of looks like Bebop.
And the thing, I'm dead serious.
They should get Batista to be Rocksteady. I feel like that would work. Edge, no Christian, is later in the list, never mind. So Edge and Christian are in the game.
Yep.
Are they the tag team version of Edge and Christian?
No, it's going to be the more current versions. So I mean, maybe they'll have, I don't know, we'll see.
Which is weird, because they have, I want to say they were in the Ministry, right?
They were. For a short period of time.
So maybe they'll have some alternate costumes to flip around. We'll have a Rated R Superstar, all that stuff. JBL. Interesting. No Michael
also
Cole.
On commentary this year, I believe.
But no Michael Cole, right? Michael Cole was a playable actor one year, right?
Yeah, that you know when he was doing that.
Yeah, but you don't want
to. Yeah, we forget about that.
Macho Man. I feel like, was Macho Man in last year?
No, they skipped him last. Oh, yeah, he was. He was DLC for the Warrior.
Okay.
Storyline. Rick Rude, too, who's next on the list.
The Ravishing
Rick Rude. Yes, Ravishing Rick Rude.
That excites me. I like these guys. These guys were like the guys when I started watching wrestling. So having those in there is good. Next up, we got Sergeant Slaughter.
Again, left over from last year.
Now, I wonder, this is just straight up camo version, right?
This is probably, you know, it's if they just carry over from last year, it's still going to be a Rocky Sympathizer version.
Okay. I mean, that would make sense with the other guys, but.
Yeah.
So maybe, costume changes.
Yeah. And now we get into the guys that are really in to be in the Stone Cold story mode.
Right.
I'm sure we'll see, like, Triple H and some of the modern guy and Undertaker, too. Well, Undertaker's on here, but yeah.
Yeah, these are WWF guys that you know.
Yeah, for the most part.
Well, yeah, so, I mean, this guy I love. But.
Yeah.
So we got The Rock, also known as Agent Hobbs in the Fast and the Furious series. I think possibly more famous as Agent Hobbs than as The Rock. Questionable.
I would think, you know, this is where I'm going to start speculating on what matches are in. I would think that all three of the WrestleMania matches are going to be in. Tired. Definitely the last one, because that was his last match.
Right.
Well, then again, maybe not, because he didn't win it. We'll see.
Well, I feel like they had matches you would lose, or were they disqualifications and stuff?
You know, it was interesting, because this is the first time they're doing a career, well, because, like, the Path of the Warrior one, that one focused specifically on the Warrior, but he won every single match.
Right. He was also amazing, so he would win every match.
So that's going to be interesting, because are you going to sometimes play as Austin's opponent?
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. But
because I honestly hope so, because it's going to get tired playing as Austin the whole time.
Yeah, I'm just going to go and hit a stunner.
Yeah,
go and hit a stunner. That's all it's going to be.
So this is probably the first time they're doing it based strictly on one person. So it's going to be interesting to see how they keep that interesting for that long.
Right. So, yeah, that is an interesting look at it. Next up, we have The Undertaker and we have the Ministry version,
mm-hmm.
which is not the purple version, right?
No,
this is like, I don't much think after that.
Yeah, I don't think they have the classic version of The Undertaker.
Ministry version is, like, more leather?
Right? Yeah.
And he had, like, crosses on him more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was, like, 1999.
Not really a fan.
Yeah,
it was like kind of my... I didn't like The Undertaker.
Right. It's, like, my least favorite Undertaker, too. Yeah, I like that Undertaker less than American Badass Undertaker.
I kind of love American Badass Undertaker. How awesome was it when he would roll out into the motorcycle to American Badass? And I feel like The Undertaker is really the only one that could have pulled that off.
Pretty much.
Because he had the hair. Doesn't have the hair anymore, but he kind of looked like a biker when you saw him. But I guess you could also have used, like, Crush, which would have done also a good job as that.
They had a whole group of guys that looked like that around just before that.
Oh, didn't they literally just have a biker gang?
Yes, they did. Disciples of Apocalypse.
Yes. I love WWF. WWE, not so much. WWF was the bomb, though. Next we got Billy Gunn.
And you want to note that it's just Billy Gunn.
Yeah, that's...
There's no Road Dogg.
I feel like Road Dogg might be somewhere else. Is he leading the James Gang in some other organization again?
No, I thought he last night, because the Outlaws wrestled at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, right?
Earlier this year. I think Road Dogg's still working with WWE, as far as I know.
And but, when they had that 90s, what would they call that brawl?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but
like Legends Raw or something like that.
Something like that. But I think the reason it's this Billy Gunn is because this is going to be for, they're probably going to do the 2001 Rumble, because that explains Haku we're getting up to in a little bit is also in the game, so that's probably why.
Interesting. Next we have The Best There Is, The Best There Was, and The Best There Ever Will Be, The Excellence of Execution, the only man with possibly more nicknames than Dean Malenko, Bret Hart, who I will use all the time.
Yeah, then this is one of those where as soon as you announce that Steve Austin is the focus of the single player mode, Bret Hart's in the game. Like, you just got to know it. And again, this is one where they have to include Bret Hart matches, but I don't remember a match that Austin won against Bret Hart.
Yeah. Did they do like a... No, I'm thinking Jerry Lawler for some reason. Bret Hart with him. I feel like they had some matches that had like weird stipulations or something. Or am I crazy?
I remember them only having two one-on-one matches.
Did they have a submission match?
But yeah, it was a submission match at WrestleMania 13, and Ken Shamrock was the referee. That was the infamous double turn match.
Okay. Next, we have British Bulldog. So we have some Hart Foundation members.
We have all but one of the Hart Foundation members.
Excellent. And I will just put Tyson Kidd in that guy's slot. It'll be great.
I want to talk about that guy that we're not talking about right now, but we'll save that for the end.
Sure. Next up, we have Cactus Jack.
Okay, and so Mick Foley is the one guy on this list that I'm separating his characters out.
Now, there was no WCW stuff with him, was there?
I don't think you're going to see any WCW Cactus Jack. I don't think.
I wonder if there was like a Stunning Steve Austin and Cactus Jack match in WCW.
Yeah, there might have been, but I don't think it's anything they would focus on, unless, of course, just to fill some content.
Well, I figure they put Stunning Steve Austin in because they're going to have something from then.
Right. Well, we're getting down to what I think we're getting down to the guys that I think they're going to use Stunning Steve Austin for.
Okay. Okay.
Christian was kind of hiding in the middle of this list. He probably is. I don't think he has anything to do with.
Yeah, and we spoke about him with Edge too. So
yeah.
Next we have D'Lo Brown.
Who, this is interesting because I don't remember them having a match, but I do remember a big match Austin had like against the whole nation. It was actually a match against The Rock, but like the whole nation got involved and they were like slamming everybody on top of his pickup truck.
It's funny that now that I'm looking at the way you listed this, I will look to the end of the list to try to find the guy that I'm looking for, and then he's like next to it. Because I was looking for Farouk to see if they had.
I think the list wound up being written out the way it was revealed on the IGN.
Yeah, which was awkward list, like awkward.
Yeah, it was a weird way to.
It was alphabetical, I think, right?
No, it wasn't even. It was alphabetical, but it was alphabetical
by first name
based on who they wanted to release that week.
Unbelievable, because I noticed the Usos were split up, and I was like, "That's weird." but they were split by like a guy with a J in his name,
right?
First name. I was like, "This is weird." Okay, so we got D'Lo Brown, and we have Farouk.
Dude Love. And you skipped over Dude Love.
Oh well, I was skipping him because D'Lo Brown and Farouk are kind of close to tied together.
Right.
Then we have Dude Love. I hope we have 18-year-old Mick Foley Dude Love version, and not just old Dude
that'd
Love.
That'd be great.
Like, how awesome would that be? Just jumping off the top of the cage with the young version? Be amazing. yeah, so Dude Love's in it, and Cactus Jack. Is Mick Foley in the game?
No.
Okay. Unbelievable. But yes, Mankind is also in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Then how do you leave out Mick Foley? That I don't understand.
Yeah.
You make three of a guy, and you leave out Mick Foley.
Why not four of a guy?
Yeah. And you have to render his face for two of them.
Yeah, pretty much. So.
But yeah, I will use Dude Love's entrance video.
And there you go.
Because that was great.
Yes, it was.
Next up, we have Haku. More known as... Was it Meng or Ming?
You know, Meng with an E, but I don't know. Debatable what he was more known as.
I liked him as Ming better. Did he have a better finisher here, or was it just grab him by the throat?
Oh, I see. This actually hit me off. I saw a video of the Tongan Death Grip, but it's like, it's just a chokehold.
Yeah. It's literally just a chokehold.
Well, that's not what it wasn't. That, like, we're talking, it was different.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me tell you what's... Look, Scott, if you ever really want to get lost, just like Wikipedia professional wrestling holds and see what's up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was about to get into something like that, and I decided not to.
Oh. We're going. Because let me tell you the difference. Because you might have seen him doing the Asian Spike. Because he has three... according to Wikipedia, Tonga Fatita has three finishers. The Asian Spike, a.k.a. Thumb Chokehold. Which is where you stand behind the guy, reach around his neck with one arm, extend your thumb and thrust it into the windpipe or carotid artery of your opponent.
I never thought that was the Tongan Death Grip.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it's essentially the Tongan Death Grip from behind, just from what I can understand. The big difference is... essentially the big difference is you stand in front of him.
But no, I mean like, but the version I saw animated was just like, just choking him.
Well, yeah.
Like, you know, just wrapping your hand around someone's neck like anyone would.
But the thumb, Scott, it's very important where the thumb is.
Let's move on.
Do you remember his finisher in the N64 games was awesome. Cause it just
looked also just a choke.
Yeah. It was so awesome though. I loved it. I miss those games. I need to get the stuff hooked up so that I can play these games again.
All right.
Okay. Where are we? Haku. Honky Tonk Man. Amazing. Though
hopefully they actually have him in wrestling gear this year. He was stuck wearing his suit.
The whole in the matches?
Yeah.
Unbelievable, Scott. Sometimes I just don't know what to say. we have Jake the Snake Roberts, another member of the DDP Yoga Group,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty great. I hope was the Snake in the game before?
He wasn't.
No, but I mean, literally, was the Snake in the game?
Yeah, in 2K14, when you won a match with Jake Roberts, who was DLC, he would throw the snake at people.
That's amazing. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
Now, better, can I have that in my custom guy?
Probably not.
Damn. See, that's what I want. I want to just throw the snake on people. Jim Vanville Neidhart.
Yeah, so they'll focus on the Hart Foundation storyline,
which is Natalia's father. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Then we have Kama. Also of the Nation of Domination. See, yeah, I'm really scared that the DLC is just going to be alternate costumes.
Yeah. So, oh yeah, like the DLC is going to be like you can the Godfather and Papa Shango.
Yeah, and then you're going to get the Acolytes version of Farouk and Bradshaw, so that you can have it with the Ministry. That's going to have the Ministry version of Edge and Christian.
Yep. Old school Edge and Christian.
That's what I don't want.
But then they could include like Road Dogg and Scott Hall and complete those tag teams.
And if they did that, that would be awesome.
But then let's throw like the LOD in there just to make this worthwhile.
You know what a rush that would be? I'm excited, but then it's like I don't want to pay $20 for alternate skins.
Yeah.
Then again, exactly. I play League of Legends, so I kind of understand.
We'll see what happens.
Okay. Ken Shamrock, who we mentioned before. Mankind, who we mentioned before. Mr. McMahon, who, I mean, they have to put him in because they've captured that walk so many times.
Right. And that was, again, such a huge part of Austin's career.
Yeah. Just, oh my God. Are they going to have that, was the cage match where McMahon was the referee? Or was it he in the cage match with McMahon?
Yes. That was the end of their feud for the most part.
But wasn't, we've already had that match in a game, haven't we?
Yes, it was in WWE 13. It was in the Attitude Era mode. Pretty sure it was.
Yeah, I'm almost 100% positive. It just seems weird that we would have that again. So
yeah, Paul White came through the ring, and that was why he was in the game. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So, I mean, are they going to do that again?
Probably. Well, it was like in 2K14 where they redid all the Attitude Era WrestleMania stuff again.
So next year, 2K17, give me 2K's... the greatest 2Ks, and just have the story mode be like in the right timeline, all the modes from all the storylines up to this point.
There you go.
Would be great. Rikishi. Next we have Rikishi, which is good.
But this, I'm afraid this might not be like fun loving dancing Rikishi. This might be bad guy. I did it for the Rock Rikishi. Because that was the time that he was, because that was the feud with Austin was because he was the one driving the car that ran Austin over.
Right. No. But then, hey, DLC, we can get too cool. Which would be great. So I'm in for that.
You don't know how afraid I am that we're predicting the DLC right now.
I'm kind of terrified, but I would love... this stuff I would love. Like, if they went, like, real jokey with the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I could do the worm. Then I'd be excited. next up, we have... I can't think of any of his nicknames.
Shane O'Mac.
What?
Shane
O'Mac? I'm way down this list.
Where are you now?
Yeah, Shane O'Mac. Must be the money! Money. Love that.
I think they're probably going to do the ladder, handicap ladder match, King of the Ring 99. That's probably why Shane is in.
I'd be down for that. Just as long as they have Shane O'Mac's opening music. That's literally...
Oh, they might not, though. They might not.
Well, then I'm just going to use Dude Loves Music. then we have Shawn Michaels.
Regular. Another given, because I'm sure they'll do WrestleMania 14, which they did in WWE 13.
Scott. Also, many... I wish we knew what the alternate costumes were. Like, I doubt the... I wonder if the DX version is going to be there.
Also, it would probably be DX era.
Also, can we get Marty Jannetty in this game and make the Rockers?
I've been wanting that for years, especially like it was Legends of WrestleMania where they included a Rockers costume for Shawn Michaels.
I mean, maybe Shawn Michaels is one of the guys they do as the main story guy at some point.
That would be a good one.
Because then you can bring those guys back. Then mm-hmm. You already have Bret Hart, so you can do that again. This is what I was thinking of. I feel like he had a better nickname. Because he was cool. Van Vader at some point.
Yeah, Big Van Vader.
He was Big the Mastodon. Van Vader. The Mastodon. That's what I was thinking. There we go. And the Baby Bull.
That was probably more Japan, but yeah. Oh,
he's so good. Vader's like the man. He's also the father of the guy in Boy Meets World. There was an episode of
Boy Meets World. He was the bully's father.
Yeah.
And it was literally Vader was the bully's father.
I know. It was great. I love Vader.
It wasn't Vader playing the bully's father. It was literally Vader was the bully's father.
I think they had a match of that at some point, right? And I want to say he wore the mask in the whole episode.
I think they did an episode where, and I never watched Boy Meets World when it came out, but my brother would watch it a lot when it was in reruns, so I caught this one. They managed Vader in a match against Jake Roberts.
Is that what it was?
I think it was.
I think it may have been Jake Snake Roberts, yes. Maybe that matches in this game. Like, that would be awesome. I'm not
DLC. DLC awesome. Right there.
I'd pay for that. Take it $1.99 right out of my wallet. Next up, we have X-Pac.
I have no idea why X-Pac is here, other than they've had the rights to Sean Waltman for the past couple years, so they just keep switching out who he is in each game.
Have we ever had Six in a game?
Yeah, he was DLC in 2K14.
Damn. 1-2-3 kid, we should just always have in the game.
Yeah.
So he's another guy that we could easily fill up his four extra costume spots, or three extra spots. The loose cannon, Brian Pillman.
Now this is probably where we're going to get into some of the WCW stuff for Austin's career.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. Is there a storyline where Austin went to Brian Pillman's house to kill him?
We don't know. It was when Austin and Pillman started feuding in WWF.
Right, and then Pillman was in his house.
Yeah, Pillman had gotten injured. I think they did a storyline where Austin injured him, like just to write him off.
Mm-hmm.
But then they did one where Austin was going to Pillman's house for no apparent reason. But then it was Pillman pulled a gun on Austin, like to defend himself. It was awesome, so much
better back then.
That was probably one of the first super edgy things WWE did.
Yeah. Now, was that around the same time that Austin went? Is that when he shoved something up Vince McMahon's ass?
That was a few years later.
Okay. But I feel like that all came from the Pillman thing.
No, not really.
But that's when they started getting crazy. Crazy edgy.
Oh, right.
Mikey Whipwreck, which don't get me wrong, love Mikey Whipwreck. Literally no idea why he's in this game.
Because they're going to do the one ECW match that Austin had.
Huh.
In fact, Joey Styles is even going to do the commentary for it.
Okay, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm in for.
Just that one match.
Will there be commercials for ECW videos every 5 minutes? Because that's all I remember from watching ECW. It's I'm up at 2 o'clock in the morning to watch 3 minutes of wrestling and 45 minutes of commercials. And it's going to be great. Next we have Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Again, that'll probably be a good WCW match for Austin. They had some good matches.
And then you can tag him up with his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we said he's...
You're thinking of Jimmy Snuka.
So close.
And Tamina.
They both jumped off the top rope, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. And then, one of my favorites. Because one night, I was slipping through the channels, and I found a random station, and there was a wrestling match going on at, I want to say a minor league stadium, but minor league stadiums look better than this, so okay. It kind of just looked like a weird town stadium, and Savio Vega was there fighting someone, and that was amazing, and it was real bad, but Savio Vega, I thought he was driving. Or was he a driver for someone?
I know where you're going with this.
What did Savio Vega do before he was Savio Vega?
He was Quang the Ninja.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
He didn't drive someone?
I think what you're thinking is that when they had the fight when Austin and Vega had their last match, and Ted DiBiase was still Austin's manager.
Mm-hmm.
I think they threatened for the last match that if Austin won, that Savio Vega would have to become Ted DiBiase's chauffeur.
Maybe that's what it was. But then what would Virgil do?
Well, Virgil was gone by this point.
I know, but I just always assume that Virgil is Ted DiBiase's chauffeur. Oh, man, wow. Oh, yeah, so hopefully Ted DiBiase is in the game. Sadly, he'll be as a manager, not a wrestler, but...
Or DLC.
Ugh, don't get me excited for DLC.
I know. Now, can I talk about the one person I feel is missing from this list? And I usually don't like it when people say, like, oh, why so-and-so deserves to be in the game. But there is one, I think, crucial omission in this list. And do you know where I'm going?
I know exactly where you're going. But I still can kind of understand why his wife doesn't want him in the game.
All right, so we're talking about Owen Hart. Now, but here's the thing. They're going to release a DVD on Owen Hart, like, I think later this year, or maybe early next year.
Let's see it when it happens. Because I feel like this is one of those things where they're like...
It's a thing they're working on. Like, Bret Hart has talked about it.
Yeah, I just feel like a lot of Owen Hart stuff is talked about, and then at the final hour, it's like, nah, we're not going to do that. And it's usually because his wife pulls out.
Right. But still, the fact they're doing that, I think maybe I got my hopes up. I'll admit that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people really expected him to be in this.
Because he had a lot of stuff with... Here's the thing. I never expected it until I heard they were doing a DVD.
Right.
Once I heard they were doing a DVD, I was thinking, oh, maybe she's getting better now. But yeah, and you
start getting those things mended. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, Bret Hart wasn't in a lot of these games because of what happened, right? Like, wasn't that part of some of
the
anger? Like, I know that he was angry with Vince long before any of that happened.
Well, the way I understand it, you know, so 97, the Montreal Screwjob happens, and you know, that's all understandable. But then when Bret had his stroke in, what was it, 2002,
mm-hmm.
Vince is one of the first people who reached out to him and all that, and that's when they kind of started, building the bridge back.
Right.
And I think it was 2005 when they basically determined they did the DVD, Bret's DVD, mm-hmm. They inducted Bret into the Hall of Fame. That's when Bret started appearing in the video games again. I remember Day of Reckoning 2, I think, was his first video game back.
Mm.
So, you know, it was...
Day of Reckoning games were also very good.
Yes, they were. So, you know, it was a lot slower than that. I think the sticking point with Owen Hart the entire time has been his wife.
Right.
Because his wife controls his rights.
Right. Have they... I mean, I know it's, 17 years now, right?
Something like that.
Everything's settled with that?
I think they've settled everything.
Yeah.
I listened to an interview with Bret recently about the DVD, which apparently isn't going to be very good because basically his wife is not being like, it's one of those things like, yeah. Well, why bother if you're not going to let him do it right?
Right. Which is why I say I wouldn't hold my breath for the DVD.
On it happening at all.
Right.
Like they'll just decide.
I feel like they've talked about doing one before.
Well, it's always been a rumor.
Yeah.
But I think they even have a hard time like putting him in compilations that he would belong in. Like they did a whole Hart family one, and she got upset about that.
Mm. Yeah. So. I mean, I'd like to see him in, but.
Yeah, but it's a glaring omission. I kind of had my hopes up. And, you know, there's maybe still a hope on DLC. Like, maybe they didn't get things worked out until later, so they couldn't work him into the storyline that they're doing.
Yeah, it seems like she actually sued about the Heart and Soul DVD.
Yeah, she did.
And saying that WWF didn't pay, royalty and stuff. But apparently that was all cleared up in 2013.
So, oh, okay.
I mean, we'll see. I would love to see him in the game. So that him and Triple H could stand nose to nose, but miles apart, it'd be great.
It's really sad when you have all but one of the Hart Foundation of 97 in the game.
Right. And, I mean, they were, like, a real big thing. So not having that in is tough. He was in the Nation of Domination? What was he in?
He was in, like, the second version of the Nation.
Right.
That was just called the Nation.
And that was when he was the Blackheart, right?
Well, it was right after. It was kind of like that. That was when he wore, like, the caution tape tights.
Right, right. So good.
So that's, like, the only big sports game left to come out this year now by the time we're doing this. Because NBA 2K just came out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it came out the week that we're recording this, right? Yeah. I think it comes out, well, I don't know when I'm going to post this. I'll post it maybe Monday or Tuesday. I think it comes out this Tuesday. I feel like the early people got it for some reason.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Like, if you pre-ordered it, you got it early.
I forgot about that.
Right.
But what I understand, I think I remember reading, like, some GameStops didn't catch the memo.
Right.
So, like, if you go to GameStop, they'll sell it to you because they don't know any better.
Yeah. And then
I've ever heard
FIFA is out. FIFA came out last week.
Yep.
NHL
was the week before that. Can we talk really quick about how this has, like, been the most ridiculous release schedule for games this year?
Yeah, I don't know if Pasta Padre wrote it on Hit the Pass or on the Sporting News, but he was talking about, I think he like made up kind of how a good schedule for sports games.
The better release schedule?
Yeah, because, like, basketball doesn't start for a while. Hockey doesn't start for a while, right?
Basketball and hockey are both about a month away. Although, I think NHL preseason games have started at least, haven't they?
I think so.
Okay.
But then, like, FIFA comes out, like, after the Premier League has started.
Oh, yeah, like, way after.
And, yeah. Yeah, so
I mean, like, move FIFA up to, like, when Premier League actually starts.
Yeah, I think it would become, like, almost a summer game.
Madden would kind of stay where it is.
Right.
You know,
baseball,
NBA and NHL are still, they're still kind of tricky because that's, you know, if you put them out when their seasons start, they're still kind of close to each other.
Right. And wrestling, you either put, I mean, you would probably want to put it out with the run up to WrestleMania.
That would make sense. I remember they did a big, like, they pushed 2K15 heavily around WrestleMania.
Well, yeah. And they also had the PC version come out then.
Yeah.
So that, I thought that was a great idea. And then I was thinking maybe they would push this back till next spring to do that. But then here's what's weird is the season, the quote unquote season, like for Raw,
mm-hmm.
was like a couple weeks ago.
Oh yeah. Like this. Yeah. They call it the season premiere, which I don't understand at all.
See, like it would make more sense. Cause usually after WrestleMania, everything changes. Or is it after
that's usually what they'll say is that after WrestleMania. Everything, you know, like after WrestleMania, like a
clean slate, essentially.
Kind of, yeah.
But like the season premiere, which was like a couple of Raws ago, wasn't really a clean slate.
No.
Because you still had the storylines just working into this year.
Right.
So, I mean, it would make more sense if that was the end, WrestleMania was.
Yeah, WrestleMania is usually where anything big ends, and then maybe they'll do one more match for like another month after that. But right.
Or even put it up for SummerSlam, which would also kind of work.
Yeah. But it's one of those things, like, I haven't bought NHL yet. I'm going to wait till I find it on sale.
Yeah, I'm waiting on, I mean, pretty much everything. I'm just waiting for the $40 Amazon sale. Because 2 weeks after Madden came out, there was a $40 Amazon sale. And Madden's the big one. So I assume all the other ones are going to follow suit.
Right. I wish I had waited for Madden and bought NHL at launch. And that's not any knock against Madden, because I think it's really good this year. You also have to remember that I skipped. I did not play Madden 15 on anything, which I gotta say.
This is probably a really great game for you then.
Yeah, I don't know. It definitely is. Actually, that year off was kind of nice, I have to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I took a year off of, you know, I ended up getting both basketball games last year, but I didn't play them that much. So that was nice. So hopefully this year I can come back and get into that. I took off NHL last year, so I'm hoping when I get it this year, it's going to be great.
At least you had a reason to take off NHL.
Yeah, they had no modes.
Speaking of NBA, I know I was always kind of anti-NBA before, but I actually picked up NBA 2K15 with my PS4. It was like one of the games I got with my PS4, and I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get 2K16 because I still don't care about basketball that much, but
yeah,
if I want to play a basketball game, it's a good game.
That's the biggest thing for me is like I don't care about basketball in real life that much, so like trying to care about it in a video game is kind of hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Scott, I don't know if you know, but we just recorded a That Sports Gamer Show episode.
What?
I know, it's crazy, right?
I feel like we haven't done that in forever.
It feels, I mean, I could go find the date, but I don't want to do that and be very upset with myself about when it was. But Scott,
it's more my fault than anything else, I think.
You know, I'm going to blame it on you.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
It's 100% my fault because I did find a bunch of people to fill in for you. But you know what it was, Scott? None of them were Scott Bins. That's the way I feel. Like, you know, I brought these people on, hashtag Keezy, yes. You know, the problem was we ended up playing way too much League of Legends. And it was like, you want to play that sports gamer show? I was like, no, I want to play League of Legends. And that was a problem. But I'm very happy to be back with you doing this.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if we're getting back on the horse.
Yeah. I don't know if we can be as regular. I don't know if we need to be as regular, but
we'll just have some Activia and we'll be regular again.
Yeah. Maybe not every show will be as long as this one, but we'll see.
This is going to be quite a long show, especially with all the editing I have to do. Cause now we have like 6 files to put together. and your audio might be a little wonky, but
yeah. All right. We'll see what happens.
I believe in it. So where can people find us? You can find me on Twitter at @ThatSportsGamer. Scott Bins, where can they find you?
At Darth Obvious.
You can also find me streaming over on gaming.youtube.com/ThatSportsGamer. You can also see my videos that I post up over there. Scott has also been streaming a lot recently.
Not as much as I thought, but yeah, I'll call it a lot. But
a lot of tweets that I see from you are you streaming.
That's because I don't tweet much else anymore. Maybe
that's what it is.
But, you know, I'll stream. You know, maybe I'll stream more now, but we'll see. I'm not going to stream all the time, and I'm probably not going to be wearing a mic while I'm streaming most of the time. I'll have a chat open.
Yeah.
When I get 2K16, I'll probably stream that a lot.
We should definitely Can we, like, do tag teams online and, like, win something?
I have no idea. Can I talk really quick about how WWE 2K15 on PS4 has the worst online setup of any game I've ever seen ever?
Do you remember when we played like WWE 12 or 13?
All right. Let me explain it to you, and you'll
Wasn't there one that like we couldn't even fight a friend? Was that a thing in 1 year?
This is still worse. Okay,
I'll take your word for it. Continue.
Well, let me explain this really quick. I know we were wrapping up, but let me explain this. So here's how you get into an online match in WWE 2K15 on PS4 and presumably Xbox One as well. You pick, basically you pick 6 wrestlers.
Uh-huh.
And you pick like 3 match types.
This sounds amazing. Continue.
And then you find a match, and basically you get thrown into a match with one of those 6 wrestlers, usually the first one, and one of those match types, usually the first one.
See,
also select 3 arenas.
Okay, the arenas, who cares?
Well, I know.
I kind of like the idea because that's something they did in MLB this year. You couldn't see who the other team had like pitching or playing against you. So I kind of like this idea so that like everybody's not just picking 99s. I mean, obviously everybody will pick 99s, but
right. I like that.
Then you can't do the psychological stuff when it's like, oh, he picked the Undertaker. So I'm going to pick someone that actually fights against the Undertaker.
I like that. But the problem was, it wasn't like you could just say, I want to do a one-on-one match. I want to be this wrestler. Go.
Yeah.
It's not like that.
That would be cool if they had like some sort of ladder system. Like, you know how Madden has like the online seasons where you just take a team and just go.
Right.
That would be kind of cool if I was just like, I'm going to be Vader. And I'm going to do single player matches because Vader doesn't do tag teams that much. Mm-hmm. Let me fight 10 matches with him and I get something at the end. Not that they really have anything to give at the end, but.
Right. Maybe I didn't explain it as well as I would like, but it wasn't good.
Yeah. It sounds not fun.
Right. It was really limited. Like you couldn't, it was more trouble than it needed to be if you wanted to play as different wrestlers.
Right. Like, no. It, 1 year, wasn't it you could only like create rooms and you had to like find each other in a room? But rooms were matches?
You know, they hadn't really changed the online structure on last gen in quite a few years. So,
yeah, because remember, it'd be like, I'm going to create a tag team match.
Oh, I know what it was.
In this room, come find me. We'll boot everyone else out as they come in. Or no, you couldn't boot someone out, right? So it would be like, you have to get in here right now.
And get that was too much. If we wanted to do a ranked tag team match as partners, I remember that now.
Ugh. Atrocious. Atrocious.
Or something like that. Because I think it was, I couldn't have a private slot in my room so that you could be my partner, but we faced whoever else showed up.
Yeah.
It was something like that. But whatever it was, this is still worse.
Yeah. Twitch.tv/DarthObvious84. Is that correct?
Yes.
Excellent.
That's my name on Twitch, so I assume that's the page.
And I assume that's your name on Twitter. Yeah, you're just Darth Obvious on Twitter, right?
Yeah, just Darth. Yeah, I think Darth Obvious was taken on Twitch, perhaps by myself, and I can't remember the password at all.
Yeah, but I feel like you can't do a password reset on Twitch or something.
That might be
something
I don't know.
Weird. Because I know EvoCap Digital can get his name back for some reason, also. yeah, so you can hit us on Twitter. You can hit us on. I'm also on Twitch, twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer, but more YouTube. But yeah, you guys can contact us. You can also send us feedback@thatsportsgamer.com. You can leave a message below in the comments on thatsportsgamer.com, on this post on thatsportsgamer.com, which I think the comments are on, so that should be a good thing. Sure. You can listen on Stitcher, Pocket Casts, iTunes. Just search for That Sports Gamer Show. I think that's it, Scott. Was this a good show in your mind?
Maybe a little long, but we're back.
I'm excited.
I'm just going to call it long because of how epic the roster is.
That's the longest roster in history. Longest podcast in history.